So we are very excited to be part of the Uganda Biodiversity Fund project. We have a circular economy at Jacana Foods. We don't allow any of our inputs or supplies to come into the compound if it's not biodegradable, if it's not compostable, or if it's not recyclable or upcycled. So to be introduced to a new bioplastic is going to be a breakthrough for us. It's something actually that our customers are demanding from us, right? I see this as a new market segment opportunity for Jacana Foods if we can go more towards a green economy, which is something that our customers are asking for. So by having us replace a plastic that we can only recycle into something that can be biodegradable is only a win-win for both the planet and for us as a company as well. Right. I think as with any new technology that's introduced, there's always going to be an initial startup cost that's going to be a bit higher. So again, if I'm looking at a new market segment that is willing and able to take this type of new technology in our products and is willing to pay for it, then it's a win. And just like we've seen technology of everything come down in price over time, look how expensive cell phones were, look at them now. Televisions, any new technology that's always introduced, it's going to start high and it's going to come low. And as long as more and more people are embracing this new technology, of course it's going to bring down the price. And that's going to be a benefit to us as a business. Because what I'm always looking for is any solutions that are either going to make me more money or save me more money. So if this solution is going to initially make us more money or save us more money in the long run of reducing on our waste costs, then it's going to be something that we're totally going to embrace.
And this is speaking Uganda.
No, Uganda. Me, I'm very lazy with language.